Reprint page 4823, May the 15th, 1911. The subject, Suffer Little Children to Come. Parents have inquired on several occasions respecting their children and how they should in some manner indicate that they have dedicated them to the Lord. We, of course, declined to baptize the infants because such a course would have been contrary to the Word of God, because baptism is therein stated to be for believers, an outward expression or symbolization of their consecration to the service of the Lord even unto death, and of their faith that, so doing, they would be sharers with the Lord in the likeness of His resurrection. However, we remembered how Samuel in childhood had been presented to the Lord in consecration, and of how our own parents had told us that they had devoted us to the Lord in His service in infancy, and of how all Jewish boys were, in a sense, set apart to holiness in harmony with the Lord's will. We remembered also how children were brought to Jesus by their parents, that He should bless them or pray a blessing upon them. We remember that the disciples thought this too insignificant a work for the Master, and were sending them away when Jesus called to them, saying, Suffer or permit the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Mark chapter 10, verse 14. We gave notice that hereafter we will have a child blessing service in the evening of each Sunday we are in Brooklyn, and we see no reason why we may not extend this opportunity to any who desire it on the occasion of our visit to any of the classes, in conjunction with the less public meeting. It is our opinion that the influence of this service upon the parents and upon the children will be favorable, impressing upon the former their responsibilities. The fact that the children have been formally devoted to God in public may assist the parents in fulfilling their obligations and later assist the children as they shall come to a knowledge of the fact that they were thus committed to divine care by their parents. Nothing in this, however, should be understood as signifying a law or even an obligation or custom. It is arranged merely for the convenience of those who desire it, nor need such a service be performed merely by one person. Anyone serving as a minister of the truth would, at the request of the parents of an infant, be fully justified in thus publicly stating the matter and asking the divine blessing. This has been reprint page 4823. Suffer Little Children to Come.